even though the death is the creation of prophets, but since they are lone prophets, there are certain circumstances that one can be mastic in the middle of the prophet. And the two concepts, as we know, the Bena problem between one prophet and the next, and one pasha of Krishna and the next, and is the Emsa Perek, when he's in the middle of one of the prophets or in the middle of one of the pashas. Yeah. Mika Din, there's a thing. Lamaisa today, we're not mapsic to give Shalom Aleichem to people, because people are not makbid on it. If there is concerns of something that is very makbid and he could damage you, then you're allowed to answer him. You're allowed even often Shalom Aleichem between one parsha and the next and answer him in the middle of the parsha. So the exception to the rule, and this is okay for also answering Kaddish and Kedusha, when you say Shema Yisrael and you say Boshen Kvod Machus Eloilom Voed, since that's the Iker Kabos Machus Shemaim, you should not be mastic for anything at that point of time. So even if you hear, for some strange reason, you're hearing Kaddish in the middle of Shema Yisrael, there's two problems. Number one is, if you think Shema Yisrael shouldn't be hearing anything, but he is. And number two is, they should be together with everybody else. But if one of it happens, you should not answer. You know, the first part of Shema, and the middle portion of Kvod Malchus, so you go even good. If you say it after Zman Kriya Shema, then you could answer.